there, folks. Welcome to Leader of the Pack on the All Paws Pet Radio Network. I am your host from Fort Worth, Texas. I'm Susan Herbert, the Lone Star Dog Whisperer. And my co-host is America's canine expert, Mark German.
Well, thanks, Susan, for having me back. I appreciate that. And I love that British accent of yours.
Oh, I thought today it was for sure going to be Turkish accent.
Oh, I never thought of that, see? That's why you run the show. All right, I just love that Turkish accent of yours. Right, welcome, everyone. I want a couple things real quick. Happy Thanksgiving to our engineers in the studio, Doug and Don, and to our producer, Jack. We appreciate everything you guys are doing for us. And welcome to the show. You can find out more about us, Susan and Mark, at americascanineacademy.net. We welcome your questions and comments, as always, and encourage you to email us at pettalk@live.com. I need to give a shout out to my therapist, Tom, in Arizona, and to my grandkids in Springfield, Missouri, Brooke and Lindsay. I love you guys. Susan?
Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Now, as you're feasting today, please keep in mind that some foods can kill your dogs. And I want to quickly run through those, some of those. Number one is turkey skin, which holds marinade and spices and oils, and it's difficult for a dog to digest. And high-fat foods can also lead to pancreatitis. So skip the turkey skin. Skip the cooked bones, which is number two. They're not safe for dogs. They can splinter in the dog's digestive tract, and your holiday may include a pricey trip to the emergency room. So make sure you dispose of them carefully and properly.
Well, now those cooked bones, you got to remember, not only the cooked bones that we would cook, but the bones in the stores, guess what?
Same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Those deer antlers and all that stuff. I can't say crap on the air, but all that stuff that they sell out there is just too hard of a bone for the dogs. They can't do anything with them. That's why it's a billion-dollar industry.
So number three on the list, onions and garlic, which contain sulfides, and they're toxic to dogs and can lead to anemia. So don't give them those. Number four is alcohol. And
what?
Many dogs love the taste of beer, but doesn't mean you should share it with them, Mark. So,
would be alcohol abuse.
Number five is nuts, specifically walnuts and macadamia nuts. They're very dangerous for your dog, and they could cause a toxic reaction called macadamia nut toxicosis.
What?
Yes.
Macadamia nut toxicosis. Okay.
Yes. Within 12 hours of eating them, dogs are unable to stand. Vomiting, tremors, fever, weakness may follow. So avoid those. Nutmeg can cause seizures and central nervous system cases. And it can even cause death. Number seven is sage. So don't give them any stuffing. And chocolate dough in batter comes in at the end of the list. Obviously, everybody knows about chocolate, but dough can actually rise inside your dog's stomach, which causes bloat and severe pain. And bloat, we've said this before, is the second leading cause of canine deaths next to cancer. And so just don't do it. Now, if you do want to give them a special treat for Thanksgiving, then we highly recommend Sliders and Super Gravy made by Clear Conscience Pet. These products are the best on the market, in our opinion, and Maverick gives it the two paws up. And our first guest today is holistic nutritional expert Anthony Benny, the founder of Clear Conscience Pet. Welcome back, Anthony.
Thank you, Susan, and thank you, Mark. My gosh, you guys always make me blush when you introduce me so kindly. And I just want to say your list is a very good one, and we really just need to constantly reinforce those messages that people food is not necessarily bad for dogs, but you have to really know what you're doing, and that's where education comes in. And really, I like to think of Clear Conscience Pet as a company that's founded on education, and then we make products that reflect that education rather than the other way around. And I think I hope that's what makes us a little different than some of the folks out there, is that we really believe that it matters most that we are true to the principles of what is true, biologically appropriate canine and feline. We don't forget our cat friends.
Yes,
nutrition.
We do.
And it's based on science, and and somewhat of common sense, and sometimes I think we just get too far away from both of those things when we talk about how to feed our dogs.
Well, welcome, Anthony, and thanks for being with us again, especially on this Thanksgiving.
Well, it's an honor.
Well, let's start. Tell us, we got some specials. You got to have some specials going on this time of year for these people that, you know, care about their dog's nutrition. And before we even get started with that, I want to provide a testimony. We rescued a dog. You know, we rescue dogs and from shelters, and we train them to be service dogs for veterans coming back from the war with PTSD and TBI. And we'll be placing our fifth dog next month in 2 weeks. Up in Oklahoma, so we're particular about the nutrition that our dogs get, any of the dogs, and we rescued a dog recently that was tied to a tree for 1 year. He lived outdoors, tied to a tree for 1 year. The animal control came by and saw it and went and talked to the guy and said, if you don't get him inside, we're going to have to take him. He said, well, go ahead and take him. Well, now the dog's on death row because they're full, and so we went ahead and took him. His name is Cash. He's a huge flat-coated retriever, and he's just a knucklehead. But he would not eat. When we brought him into our home with the nine other dogs, he would not eat, wouldn't eat a lick. He was skin and bones. And we poured some super gravy made by Clear Conscious Pet, super gravy, on his food, and he cannot, he's eating 3 cups twice a day now, like it's, there's no tomorrow. The other thing we do is all these dogs we get out of the shelters have issues with their teeth, as you can imagine. And we provided some tracheas that you sell at Clear Conscious Pet to our dogs, and within 2 chewings, their teeth were clean. Now, that saves a lot of money at the vet's office for cleaning teeth. So we're just thrilled about your products, Anthony, and we want you to tell us what kind of products you're carrying and what kind of specials you have going on right now for our listeners.
Well, again, it's a hard act to follow, and I have someone who is just incredibly gracious about what we do, and I can tell you one thing is that what you see is a reflection of just an unflagging commitment to quality and safety, and we just don't compromise on anything. And you know, when you talk about the trachea, it's one of my favorite things because you mentioned the bone issue in your intro, and bones are really variable for different dogs, and that's why I'm very reluctant to recommend them. Those who know how to do bones with certain dogs, it may be just great for them, but on a general principle, it's something that we have to be very cautious of. Now, the trachea, to me, is just a great, I don't want to call it a compromise because that's the wrong word, it's a great alternative because you get a really good hard chew, but it's totally digestible, Mark and Susan, and that's the key for me. I don't like the idea of non-digestible material such as real bones, and let's not forget about this engineered, we weren't going to use the crap word, right? The engineered stuff out there, bones of various colors that are basically made out of plastics, and we're told that these are food for our dogs, and, you know, so let's not give those a pass either, but the thing about the trachea that's great is that we roast it to a consistency, and we slice it differently than many manufacturers so that it's really a good gnawing treat. And we also infuse our trachea with organic flax, spinach, tomato, and carrot, and that's our patent-pending process. Nobody else does that, and my opinion and action as a holistic nutritionist is I like to take a one-dimensional nutrient source, even if it's a good one, like trachea, and then enhance it holistically. And that word sometimes gets thrown around a lot, and I want to explain holistic means considering the entire result and function of what you put into your body or into your animal's body. And that's why we add these sources of omegas and vegetable nutrients to our trachea. So you're really getting 4 things in one with the product. So I'm really glad you acknowledge that because some of our other products like Super Gravy is very, you know, it's easy for people to get their minds around it. But for people to understand that giving a dog a trachea chew is just a great way to satisfy their chewing instinct because it is very powerful, as you know very well, in our dogs. And it's a very primal thing. But to do that safely and with a product that you can feel really good about, I think that it's just an outstanding way to, you know, to give your dog something really good to chew on. So thank you so much for mentioning that.
Well,
and
not a problem. We want to get back and talk about the super gravy, but we have to go to commercial because we have to pay for this show. So we'll be right back after these messages.
What you mean when you say they came from the wrong side of town?
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
Okay, we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark.
I'm Mark.
And we are talking to Anthony Benny from Clear Conscience Pet. He was just telling us about the tracheas that he sells there. And Mark and I just absolutely love all of Anthony's products. And I think the next product that we were going to talk about was the Super Gravy.
So, well, and that's... That's a one that's near and dear to all of our hearts because this is one of those products that, you know, I feel like almost like it was just gifted to me by my dogs in heaven that still communicate with me. I mean, it's just one day it just came to me that we needed to have a better way to improve the quality and the digestibility of especially of dry foods. And you know, the story that Mark just told about rescuing that dog, first of all, it just made me, you know, my blood boil a little bit because it just, to this day, I just can't imagine anyone who doesn't understand that a dog is a being, an emotional thinking being, and to treat them that way, it's just, it's unconscionable. But leaving that aside for a second, the thing that really had occurred to me a few years ago when I developed the product was that we are committing nutritional malpractice, and I did a talk called Confessions of a Dog Food Salesman, and you know, that sounds kind of tongue-in-cheek, but my first confession as a, you know, when I did this little talk in New York City last year was that for many years I've been selling dry food, and I don't currently because I'm you know, involved in a different part of the industry now, but the very, very finest dry foods that are ever made. And I feel as if on their own, they're still not an adequate natural diet. And here's my reasoning. No animal is going to be able to walk in the forest and find little chunks of protein, fat, and carbohydrates bound up into little hard balls. That's not the way it works in nature. We're losing the hydration factor. So I said, well, let's talk about hydration. And the problem is kibble doesn't accept water. If you dump water into kibble, guys, what does it do? It resists it because it's designed to resist water and air, so it'll last for a year and a half in a bag. So what I developed with the Super Gravy was a formula that will not only allow the water to bind. Now, again, I want your listeners to know it's a dry mix so that you don't have to pay me for the water. That makes it a lot more efficient of a product. But what it does is it allows the water to penetrate the kibble by clinging to it, And the huge bonus for your dog is just an incredible flavor burst. So I just really am grateful that people have started to recognize that this is a great alternative to using canned food with your dry, which is a fine thing to do, but it can be very expensive. And we realize that budgets are very tight, and the last thing we want is for people to, you know, have to give up something that's good for their dog because of a budgetary issue. So if you're one of the millions of people out there who feeds canned food with your dry, and that's getting a little tough on your budget, and you're tired of the waste and the carrying and cutting those edges of the cans, Super Gravy can replace that for you. And again, instead of buying water from a can manufacturer or buying it from me, use your own water at home. We'll give you the concentrate, and voila, you've got a dry meal that turns into a delicious gravy-coated meal, and there's nothing artificial in it, not even one synthetic vitamin, not one artificial flavor or color. It's all natural, just made from liver, heart, dried vegetables, and chia seeds. So it's a very basic formula, but it's just one of those products. It just works. So
I would encourage
everyone to seek a hydration method if you're feeding dry food alone, even if you don't use our product. Please hydrate your dry food. I guarantee you, based on my 22 years in this business, that you will see a dramatic decrease in irritable bowel disease, in colitis, in common stomach problems where dogs just go into bouts of diarrhea and constipation and vomiting. A lot of that is because they just don't tolerate dry food well, and it doesn't break down in their stomach. And if you want evidence of that, and this is going to be a little gross, sorry, on Thanksgiving, when you occasionally see a dog who, you know, coughs up a little something that they ate an hour ago and they're eating dry food, it's pretty shocking when you see that it's still basically entirely intact. That tells you something right there. That food is not really breaking down in the dog's body sufficiently. So you're not only wasting money by putting the food in their mouths without hydrating it, you're also potentially giving your dog stomach issues long term. So
the best thing they can do
Super
is add
Gravy
water.
Is that it's on our website, but a fast way to get to the Super Gravy page is just to go to supergravy.com. And we've got awesome new recipes because I realize it's like one of these products that you can use so many ways. So we put together some fun holiday recipes. So, you know, that's up there. And, you know, by all means, jump in and enjoy those recipes and give you some fun stuff to make. And if you want to do homemade stuff for the holidays, you know, provided with all the other ingredients that you need are basically at the grocery store. And the only thing you need to buy from us really is just the Super Gravy. And you can make these wonderful new treats that we've developed. So I don't want to ruin it by explaining them. Just go on and open up the recipe page, and it's a lot of fun.
And what website is that again, Anthony?
That's at supergravy.com. And what that does, it takes you right to the Super Gravy page on the Clear Conscience website. And I always do the reminder, Clear Conscience is C-O-N-S-C-I-E-N-C-E. So got the word science at the end there. And you know, once people plug it in once, it comes up, obviously, you know, automatically. But we do have people occasionally say that, well, we tried Clear Conscious Pet. And I said, well, we try to be conscious. We occasionally work such long hours that I feel like I'm going to be unconscious. But that's the nature of a family business, as you both know as well, as hard workers that you are. And, hey, we're all in this for the same thing. It's for the betterment of the animals. It's for truth versus fiction. And you know, somebody's got to stand up for what's right out here. And the way I look at it is that we may not be making a boatload of money by any means because we spend so much for our ingredients, but at least I can look myself in the mirror and say that every product I make, I would give my own dogs or eat myself. So
Absolutely. That's
it. That's where the rubber hits the road for me.
Yeah, no, your products are just amazing. We use them in our service dog, our rescue dogs that we train as service dogs. And then the veterans that we place these dogs with are actually going to be getting some product from you. And do you have a new people, new businesses that you're sponsoring, Anthony?
Well, we are very proud that we've just, you know, you and I just have kind of worked out a new program for your veterans that are placed with service dogs, partnered with service dogs, which is huge, and we're going to be providing them with the, you know, Super Gravy, a bag each per month, and that's usually, you know, perfect supply for a medium to, pretty good-sized dog. And, in terms of our partnerships, we work with, as you know, with In Dogs We Trust, which is Lonnie over at Veteran Traveler, who's simpatico with you on the issues of veterans and PTSD. And so we've learned a lot in the last few months, and, I love learning new things, and by being exposed to people who I admire so much, like you and Lonnie, who I thank you both so much for your service and what you've done for us, I just want to make sure that the folks out there understand that it's not only about the dogs, it's about the dog's relationship to us as humans. It's that bond, and that's why the In Dogs We Trust book is one that I would love people to seek out. It is on Amazon Kindle, and it's In Dogs We Trust by Lon Hodge, and it's also coming out in hardcover. So information on that would be available on our website as well. So I don't want to keep giving a bunch of different websites and confuse people. Just look at the tab for In Dogs We Trust. And
right. And we have a chapter in that ourselves, Susan and I, that talks about Cowboy.
Because we've helped to fund the printing of the book, are going to go 100% to the charities, and that's very important to me.
Absolutely. Well, Anthony, we thank you for being on this Thanksgiving. And tell Amanda I said hello.
I will. And I want to give your listeners a special preview. Now, this is not going to be activated till 8 p.m. because I wanted to be respectful of the Thanksgiving holiday in that sense and not have people rushing to shop. But at 8 p.m., we're going to have a Black Friday all the way through Cyber Monday deal, and it's to be a 33% discount on all of our products and a fixed shipping rate of only $4.95 in the continental U.S. So that's the best deal we've ever offered. We wanted to have some fun and give people a great opportunity to try the products. And remember, they're always 100% guaranteed. And the code for that is going to be HOLIDAY33, all in caps. So at 8 p.m., hopefully that button will turn on if the computer gods are with us. And there's another great deal, which is we have some Christmas packs of our sliders tender sticks, the individually wrapped.
Those are awesome.
We're going to have a blowout deal on those. And the code for that is going to be stuffers, as in stocking stuffers. And when you see the prices, it'll blow your mind. You can do all of your Christmas shopping for dogs on your list in one shot on the web. So I want to thank you guys so much for your kindness, for putting information out there that people need, and for giving our small family company the opportunity to be heard.
Well, we're behind you all the way, and we thank you for sponsoring us, and anything we can do to help you, we will. We have to go to break right now, Anthony. Thank you again for joining us. Enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Mark and Susan. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
We'll talk to you soon after these messages.
Bye.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Okay, folks, we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. And we're going to bring in our next guest now. He is known as the Mutt Man. And you may have seen Stacy Moore and his trained dogs perform at Disneyland, Disney World, SeaWorld, Busch Gardens, the Flamingo Hotel, and Excalibur in Las Vegas. You may have seen them on TV, in national or international commercials, or in a major motion picture. Stacy has over 40 years of dog training experience, and he's developed a very special style and system of canine training. And it was very funny yesterday when we talked, I found out that he and Mark actually share the same mantra in that it's all about the energy. So, Stacy, welcome to the show.
Well, hello, Susan and Mark. How are you guys on this wonderful Thanksgiving?
We're doing great, Stacy. Thank you so much for joining us.
Not a problem.
Stacy, yesterday you briefly mentioned something called the Canine Impossible Tour. Will you tell our listeners about that?
Well, I'd be glad to. Once I got through my entertainment years, and now that I'm getting a little bit long in tooth, I decided it's time to give back and try and share all the wonderful blessings I've been blessed with over the years. I was very fortunate in my life. I got to train in a lot of different industries with a lot of the world's greatest animal trainers, and I'm talking horses, dogs, bears, chimps, monkeys, you name it. But the one thing I found that the trainers, all the great trainers, had in common was this calmness about them, this energy of life that some people seem to be in control of and some people don't. Energy, I found out, is what animals communicate through. And to make a long story short, the last 5 years, I've spent developing a lesson to teach people how to use this energy to communicate with their animals. And the energy, it's literally a vibration that animals sense. It's why animals are still in touch with the planet. It's a vibration. They know when earthquakes are coming. They know when storms are coming. It's what homing pigeons use to fly home. It's what bats use in a pitch dark cave to not bump into the walls. And I discovered that this energy within a human being is what the animals sense and look for are our emotions. All of our emotions carry a vibration. Each emotion carries a separate vibration. And because survival drives an animal's mind, whenever we have a pack situation, dogs, horses, elephants, chimps, monkeys, whatever, there has to be a leader. There's no gray area. It's follow or lead. And what I've discovered is if we learn to attach our strong emotions to our intention, Dr. Wayne Dyer, I don't know if you've ever heard of him, the power of intention. It's what actually carries the vibration. But we have to learn to be calm with it. We have to be emotionally stable and in charge to let the animal know that we're a leader and we'll take care of their survival. To make a long story short, that's it in a nutshell.
Yeah, we basically say that in order to have a calm, stable dog, you've got to be a calm, stable leader.
That's the challenge when I try to train people.
Exactly. That's what we do, really.
Basically, we're in the people training business.
Yeah.
80% of the lesson that I teach is getting the person to be calm and relaxed and stable so they can project the confidence that the animal needs, that vibration, to let them know that their survival is taken care of. We'll handle it.
Now, Stacy, you're when are your you've got clinics all around the country. When are your upcoming clinics, and where are they?
Well, I'm in the process of putting it all together right now for after the first of the year. I'm here in Florida. I'm going to start here and then start heading west. Probably, like Dallas, Fort Worth.
That'd be a good point. Yeah, that'd be a good spot to stop.
Yeah, well, I tell you what. Once I've discovered you guys and what you're doing with your H4 project, I mean, I love my military and support them, and got a special connection. My uncle, who actually got us in the dog entertainment industry in 1932, actually led the 6th Army through the Philippines with a German Shepherd. He was one of the first men to land on the beach in Japan after the bombs went off. So I've got a real soft spot for what you guys are doing with the helping hounds helping heroes heal. And I'm really would love to. I'm planning on a 3-year tour to raise funds for rescue groups. But boy, would I love to support your project.
Well, we'd love to take your money, honestly.
Just Mark, he's so bad.
Oh, I didn't mean that. But hey, Stacy, what will people learn at these clinics? You're gonna have like 50 people, $75 a piece. Go to this clinic. What are these people going to learn?
I'm not sure. Maybe he dropped the phone. I don't know. But
I think it's that tryptophan. He fell asleep.
No, I think you shocked the heck out of him when you said he doesn't know you. You blurt these things out, and he doesn't even know you. He's probably thinking, oh, my gosh. I better run. Well, we've got to head to break here in a minute. So, that's what happened. Is he just he was in shock because of what you said?
I hear you.
Well, it's always your fault. But we're going to head to break, and we will be right back in a few minutes with more of Stacy Moore,
the Mutt Man.
What you mean when you say they came from the wrong?
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
And we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. And we're talking with the Mutt Man. Yes, I'm Susan, and this is Mark, and we are talking to the Mutt Man, Stacy Moore. Now, just before we went to break, Mark had started to ask about what will people learn at your clinic, Stacy?
Well, actually, about half the people that would hire me were fans of Cesar Millan. Another dog trainer guy that's kind of popular.
Oh, okay. All right. I think I've heard of him, but I'm not sure.
The same probably. the same thing about energy and dog psychology and the difference between human psychology and dog psychology. Anyway, they would watch his show and had his book and DVD, and they'd still call me.
Right. Because and me too.
Yeah, we get that too.
They have to experience live. And the other thing I found out was people tended to be intimidated, thinking they had to know as much as a dog whisperer, which you don't. The other thing I tried to make things as simple as I can, and I found out that if you own the walk, own the door, and own the presentation of food, you will create the eye contact that gets you recognized as pack leader, as long as we can do one thing, get you to relax. So I spent 5 years developing this lesson to develop these three things. Get the walk on the heel, open your door with your dog sitting back at a predetermined area so he's not up there in control and trying to lead, and then the presentation of food. And I actually, when I have my clinics, I literally have a door. Actually, I have two doors where I teach people that we go in and out the door with permission, and it's the first place that we block a dog's excited state of mind, because I found that the excited state of mind is where all the dog problems come from, because they're not sure they have a pack leader. So when we learn to block excited mind at the door, it's the first place people are able to do it on their own with just blocking it. And then from that's where we set their mind frame going in and out of the cave. And right. once we walk out the door, the walk goes calm.
Right. And we teach four things, Stacy. I'm sure you've seen our website. I've been teaching this principle for 100 years, but we teach four things: leadership. Because, like you say, there has to be a leader in a pack of dogs. There has to be. We also teach about walks. Now, the walk represents the hunt, not exercise. If you saw my belly, you would know I don't exercise. I don't rollerblade, skateboard, or anything else. I walk my dog to provide food for him like a hunt. We also teach rules. One of the rules is the door rule, like you're saying. We also teach the floor rule. Dogs will move out of our way when we walk through our own house. We also teach furniture rule and stair rules. And then the last thing we teach, like you, is the nutrition part. Tell us about that.
Well, I do the whole, I have my lesson broke into thirds, but the final third is nutrition and this presentation of food. And I'm not a big fan of dry dog food. Most people will just keep giving a dog dry food, and well, he doesn't eat. He'll only eat a few nibbles and come back later. And the last thing you want to do is free feed a dog, because the presentation and giving permission to eat is a big part of gaining this eye contact and being in control of the most important thing in their life, which is food. Because if they eat, they survive. Survival drives their mind, and some people really don't want to hear that. Anthropomorphism is when, because we share emotions, and people think the dogs look at our emotions in the same way we experience them, and they want to give them a human quality. Well, that's not exactly what's going on.
So, never going to work.
Trying to explain this to them and break it down. I have a lot of little stories and parables to try and help people connect these little dots, and I've broken it down into this little system of on the door, on the walk, on the presentation of food, and you're on your way. The biggest challenge is to get people to relax again. I've been metaphysical kind of my whole life.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well,
I don't even know what that means, but anyway, it sounded good.
Well, it's into, I think we're all spiritual beings. I believe that we're part of a great creation, and I believe in a creator, and we as human beings are to take and pass this creation belief along and you know, take care of the animals and be a good steward of the planet and the animals on it. And trying to pass this knowledge that I've been so fortunate to acquire from training with a lot of the different great trainers in different industries, I've discovered that what I'm teaching is not really like New Age. It's actually ancient knowledge that's being rediscovered.
Correct.
And this vibrational part of it, I mean, I do a lot of study on human, because this is actually psychology and what we're dealing with the human and the dog. Gosh, I didn't want to get too carried away and too long with this because it's really so simple. Human beings want to over-intellectualize it.
Absolutely. We tell our clients it's not hard, it's just different.
Exactly. Exactly. And
but you can't use that phrase. Don't make me come after you.
Okay, well, don't worry about it. I'm coming to Texas here pretty soon.
Nice. I can't wait to meet you, Stacy, honestly. And we do really similar things. I just didn't take mine from the dog whisperer guy.
Well, no. Well, here's the thing. I was so fortunate. I literally was raised in a pack of dogs. From the time I was 6 years old when I trained my first dog, when we would go out and go do rodeos and fairs and circuses, my brother and I slept in the dog transport vehicle we pulled the trailer with. I literally laid out a foam little thing with a blanket on it. I slept in front of our dogs. I was literally raised with a pack of dogs. I mean, I'm talking 12, 15, 20 dogs from the time I can remember, being 6 years old, when I got thrown in the act and started doing my own training. The first trick I trained was a dog to crawl. But so I've had such this unique experience that you can't buy it, you can't go to school for it. But I was, God bless my mom and dad, they raised me to be open-minded, and I got into the energy thing a long time ago in my teens, and I saw where it crossed over once I was doing the animal training, that body language, even though human beings are the only species that speaks language, that has a language, 93% of our communication, human to human, is still body language. The words are only 7%. That's because words can lie, energy can't. And once you grasp onto that your energy sets off your body language and your intentions, you can learn to read it. And it's kind of an amazing thing, but teaching it to other people has become the challenge.
Yeah, we couldn't agree with you more. We know the challenge that you face, so we face it too. And Stacy, I got to tell you, we're about to head to break and come into our last segment to finish out the show. So we want to thank you so much for being on, and we are looking forward to talking with you further about all this and to meet you when you get out here in Dallas. I know we can figure something out to work on together. So
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming on, and have a very happy Thanksgiving. And we're going to head to break, and we'll be right back in a few minutes.
What you mean when you say they came from the wrong side of town?
Attention all pet lovers. Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust, mites, and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's pawsandsilk.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
All right, folks, we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack, and we are now going to have a special segment.
Special.
Like you, kind of. since tomorrow.
I'm special.
Yes, you are. Since tomorrow is Black Friday, we came up with our own list of top 10 Christmas gifts for the dog lovers in your life. Now, folks, this is not for the dogs. We'll do that list maybe next week, but for the dog lovers. So we're going to start at number 10 and work up. So, Mark, you want to hit number 10?
Is it number 10? The Bradford Exchange Online?
Yes.
Has what's called Loyal Companion Breed Specific Dog Charm Earrings for all you men. Available in several breeds. Each exclusive design showcases a finely crafted solid sterling silver heart accented with gleaming 24-karat gold plating. Beneath each heart dangles a full-sculptured solid sterling silver charm in your favorite breed. So you can order your BradfordExchange.com, order at BradfordExchange.com, and search for Loyal Companion, and you'll get a breed-specific charm earrings. And this demand is a huge demand is expected, so you need to order now.
These were beautiful, ladies, when I saw them. So the reason I put them on number 10 on the list is because they're kind of expensive. And so, you know, out of my price range, obviously. But but they're still very beautiful. That's the only reason they came in at number 10. Number 9, Atomic Attic has you covered with pet beds that are upcycled from vintage suitcases, televisions, and computer monitors. They were so cool. You guys at least have to check them out. The seller also upcycles train cases into retro dog feeders. These were so cool. I want one. And they're very ideal for travel. Since Mark and I travel a lot, I thought they would be really cool gift. You can order one at Etsy.com/shop/AtomicAttic.
Number 8, Personal Creations takes your favorite photo image of your dog, turns it into a one-of-a-kind durable doormat that will charm your guests, really. So, Wipe Your Feet on My Dog's Name. It features a polyester surface and non-slip backing, so you're not going to fall and break your coccyx like some doctor we know. Can be used indoors or out. And cleans easily with mild soap and outdoor hose, pressure washer. The custom photo doormat measures 17 by 27 can be ordered as gifts. It can be ordered at gifts.personalcreations.com and then search for custom photo doormat. Nice.
Now, they're not wiping their feet on your dog's name. It's actually a photo of your dog on the doormat.
Okay.
So they're wiping it on your dog's face.
Nice.
Which, you know, what? A couple of these dogs, maybe camo. We need one with camo.
10 dogs here with a lot of rain makes for mud. The end. What's 7?
7, Pottery Barn. They carry personalized dog pillow covers, and they're absolutely adorable. They have several different breeds available, and basically they screen print on a pure linen fabric, and they come out personalized with the dog's name underneath it. Now they have a hidden zipper closure, and they're machine washable, which is always great. So you can order these at potterybarn.com/products/DC-printed-dog-pillow-covers.
dash. That sounds like Morse code right there. Dot, dot, it dot, was. Dash, dash, dash. All right. Well, Cam Wilson of All Fours creates uniquely embossed patina copper pet photo albums. This is a scrapbook, basically. A dog bone on the front of the copper cover. Spaces for 24 4x6 photos. And you can order these at uncommongoods.com. There are limited quantities, so order quickly. That'd be awesome. Five
is pooch tags. We'll take a photo of your dog and turn it into a keychain made from rivets, copper, aluminum, brass, and bronze. So they're very reasonably priced, and they would make a great stocking stuffer, or they would also make a very thoughtful gift for your favorite trainer, me. And you can order these at Etsy.com/shop/pooch tags. Okay, number four, just plain simple. So number three is BZ Fingers makes cute fingerless gloves featuring several different breeds, and they even make them custom for you. You can find them at Etsy.com/shop/BZ Fingers.
And number two,
make a donation to the dog lover's favorite dog charity on their behalf. Now, our favorite charity is H4, Hounds Helping Heroes Heal, because they save two lives at a time. They help a hero by helping a dog. And you can donate to that charity at h4hero.com. And number one is an autographed special edition of In Dogs We Trust. This book is an amazing anthology of dog stories by world-class writers, with all proceeds going to rescue, veterans, service dog, war dog, and suicide prevention concerns. The stories are all true and will touch every emotion you carry, and you can go to h4hero.com, click on the link to order the book, and you'll get $5 off the price by telling them that Susan and Mark sent you.
And now, we have a chapter in that book, so make sure you order now.
Yes. So that's all for this week's, guys. I hope everyone has a great Thanksgiving. Remember, you can email us at pettalk@live.com. Thank you for joining us, and have a great week.
The leader of the pack.